I never heard out here in my life.
Now, you mentioned the quilts. Were these stitched with designs, or were they just tacked? Just tied?
Well, the comforts were tacked, and the quilts were quilted and sewn different designs on them. You know, different circles around there, or squares, or little outfit was sewn with needle and thread, but the comforts was tacked with twine and string.
And you put a bunch of comforts down and make a pallet, huh?
Yes, sir. Throw one down and that
one. You make believe it's more. Did you eventually get a long piece of furniture that you could sit on or lie on for the front room?
Oh, that was a sofa they called it, isn't it? Yeah, we got them way in later years. I don't know, that was 1968, I expect. I don't remember what they were when we got our sofa and the dresser. We got them all the same year. And rocking chairs and a set of chairs. Before then was just homemade chairs and benches and boxes and just whatever we could get a hold of set on them with our chairs.
Did you have one of those things that you could hang your clothes on? One of those, sort of a box that you could move around, had wheels or casters on it? Were they at all common here?
Never didn't see or know of any of them here.
A wardrobe or something like that?
Never was a wardrobe on this place.
Did other people around here have them?
Today they never was any. Well, yes, I know one. One wardrobe, one that I know of. Of course, I don't know anything about them nowadays. But some had wardrobes all right.
Did you have any trouble in the summer when you put your woolen clothes away with the insects getting in them and eating holes in them?
Our summer and winter clothes all were the same. No difference. We wear the summer just same as the winter. Never was a difference.
Later on, did you have trouble with these insects?
No. No insects. Never did bother. I told you,
It didn't eat holes, huh?
No. We never have had anything to eat their clothes at all. Well, now I'll take it back. My grandmother, she had a big red and plaited wool blanket, or a shawl, I mean, not a blanket, a shawl, that she had spread over her shoulder. And we put it away. After she passed away, we put it away, and it was years and years before we ever went into it, and something in it all in it was a wool shawl, what it was, and it was all destroyed, and the inside, but the outside part was good and all right. And that is what was on the outside on the, in the box that we had it in, down and under there, all just cut out.
What was it, moths, or?
I don't know, I never did know what it was. There wasn't nothing in it when we opened into it. No bugs and no kind. She had a old bonnet, pasteboard slats in it to hold it stiff there. And she had two or three of her dresses and so were her clothes, and that blanket was the only thing that was bothering at all. I guess my daughter's got the dress from to it. She wore lots down in her school place and after that.